this is when we go to the light ship for healing for probably maybe 10, 15 minutes. We'll just see how it plays out here. It'll work only live on the live. The people listening and the archives, if you're listening to the program, you're going to be feeling some wonderful peace energy. So when you go to the light ship, just request one specific healing that's related to you, a physical healing. You're up there out of time, so you're actually bilocated. You're here and you're there. So you're not going to see yourself disappear. Don't worry about that. Just request your healing. If you're sensitive enough, you may actually physically see light beings and feel them working on you. So let's bring in some peace energy, and also we'll do the mind to heart drop. So peace energy is coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do the mind to heart drop. Remember, we have to command your spirit. Spirit must be commanded to do this work. Just doing the basic going within, which people talk about, is not going to bring you into your heart. You may go into the heart of the darkness inside of you. You must command your spirit to go there. A lot of people talk about going within, and yes, you can go within to the land of the darkness in your heart, which is not where your spirit resides, so you must know that. Here we go. Commanding your spirit to drop your awakening thoughts into your heart. We count from 10 to 1 backwards. And this is because we have to command the energy, and your spirit has to connect to your thoughts to bring them into your heart. Then we'll go to the light ship after this here. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, boy, I'm yawning, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Must be some negativity out there or something with some people. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, there's better, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so let's go to the light ship, everybody. Remember, just sit where you are and request one specific healing you'd like to have tonight on your physical body. They don't do mental clearings. They don't do emotional trauma release. It's strictly physical. So here we go. I'll count to 5 to go up. You can bring your animals and pets with if you wish. Remember, everybody who goes up right now must be listening to this call live. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The first room we're going into is the room that is the centrifuge room. This is where they help you to release some stuff out of your body, negative programming, things like this here. And this is preventing you from having healing. So here we go. In this room, the room is spinning. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, your pets are up also. And we'll go on to the very large flower room. I'm seeing sunflowers. You may be seeing other things yourself, but I'm seeing big sunflowers, probably 5 foot in diameter. Request healing. Going into this particular room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go on to the room where the zebras are. There's 3 of them. Again, request healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll go on to where the white buffalo are. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And remember, you have to request healing because the light doesn't judge you. You have to actually judge yourself to find out what's wrong with you, because the light never channels through anybody. You should all know that, because then it would be in judgment. So this is the way the light works. It does not judge any of its creation, because if it would be, it'd be darkness. Here we go. And we're going into another room. We're going into the room that has the pink energy. It's just as effective being pink as any other color, or as a particular light being that maybe have two or four legs. So here we go. Pink energy is coming our way, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And we'll go into another room. I will go into the room where the elephants are, so kind of watch your toes here. Here comes the elephants. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go to another room, and this is where they have the little ground squirrels. Kind of a contrast there. So again, request healing. One, two, three, four, and five. We're going to be working on our joints right now, so you may wish to kind of sample, see how you're feeling. Maybe you have a stiff joint. Maybe your fingers kind of hurt. Maybe your ankles might be twisted or something. Maybe you have a problem, you know, just with your joints popping. We'll see what we can do with this here. So request healing. Going into a special room for this. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man. They yawn. Somebody has something out there. One, two, three, four, and five. Remember, knee problems are also there. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's go into another room. And let's go into the room that has the catfish. Request healing. Now, these fish have a head of a cat with the body of a fish. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, we'll start to work with ligaments, tendons. So we're going to be working. A lot of people have that with their shoulders, maybe rotator cuffs problem, or maybe a knee problem. Those are two very common problems that we have down here. So here we go. Request your healing. One, two, as the light beams are working with you. Three, four, and five. And again, and some people like to put their hands on that location where they're having a problem. So you can do that too if you wish. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's go into a room where they have the kangaroos and also the koala bears. So here we go, from the land down under. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So again, request your healing. And since we had the catfish come, we'll have the dogfish. So you have a dog head with a fish body. These are what we call the dogfish. Request healing again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into one of the water rooms here. And this is where the goldfish are. And remember, we can ride on them too. Just request your healing. Here comes the goldfish. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And back again, we'll go into where our probably have knee problems and maybe shoulder problems. And also we'll work with our necks. So if you do have a concern with your neck on cartilage 2, request healing. Here it goes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll just see if there's a request on the fast chat for a room before we come back here. So if you do have a request, please type one in real quick here. And we'll go into the room, which has the silver water energy. It's a silver waterfall. And you may feel water all around you. And we're also going to the room that has the silver water with special oxygen. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And it looks like I think somebody has a birthday here. And it's like it's Alice. So Alice will go into the food court. And here we go. We're in there now. We're going to have some birthday cake. So hopefully it's your birthday or pretty soon here. Because it's birthday today. So, okay. Here we go. We're in the food court now. Remember, the food that we eat is just a small little portion the size of a pencil eraser. And although when they show it to you, it's like looking at it with a magnifying glass, so it looks very large. Otherwise, you'd kind of be squinting at this little thing trying to figure out what it was. So we can get whatever we wish. We can get like, oh, angel food cake. That's one thing. Maybe a meringue cake, strawberry cake. Cheesecake, German chocolate cake with maybe hot fudge and ice cream and a cherry on top and strawberries. Oh, boy. That's where I'm going here. So it's your choice, and we're having it now. We can get seconds and thirds, and you're going to actually feel your saliva change, and you may even feel like you feel fuller. This is very high-energy desserts, okay? And we also have some type of fluid to drink, too, if we wish. So here we go. It's your choice. There's cake, too, and there's some pies, different types of what we call fruit pies there. So, you know, you may get something like strawberries or cherries. It's up to you what you wish to have. Bananas. It's all on the light ship, the equivalent of that. So here we go. Remember, it's the size of a pencil eraser. That would be on a regular pencil. So you're going to be putting it underneath your tongue. Here we go. So we're having it now. And you might find your saliva actually changing. So remember, this is not suggestive. It's actually happening on the light ship. You are actually eating this. And you can get seconds and thirds if you wish, and you will probably feel like your body is getting full. And they do have special whipped cream, too, so here we go. So we'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? Here we go. We're going to another room. Looks like Heel has a chipped tooth problem. We'll see what we can do with that. So we'll find out. I don't know. So going into special room for that. Oh, boy, just says blueberry cheesecake, please. Yeah, you can have that, too. Maybe I'll go for that also. So here we go. We can all line up for the blueberry cheesecake. So let's go to the room to work with our gums and our teeth and jaw. Going in there, request your own healing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Go into the pain release room. 1, 2, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so the Life Beings are singing happy birthday. And you may actually feel that the vibration going through your body. You know, we're having a great time up there. And we'll go out now up to the penthouse on the top of the light ship where the stars are. These are the real stars of light. Remember, some of the stars here you see may not be real. They may just be a fabrication of a movie script. So this is why sometimes in different areas you see more clouds than others. I mean, more stars. So anyway, here we go. It depends what timeline you're viewing. Remember, timelines are all different. So here we go. Went into the penthouse, having some relaxation up there with the females massaging our neck and our back and our feet and our toes, our bellies. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's enjoy that. We'll go into another room where they have oxygen. We'll bring in number 17 oxygen and number 47. So here we go. Our first experience, 17. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale a couple of times. And here's number 17. Just see if you can actually sense the difference here. Might even taste the difference. So here's 17 coming our way. One, two, three, four, and five. And Jeff's asking if the food bilocates. No, you're up there eating it. You bilocate. The food doesn't, well, will bilocate with you, yes. But you are actually eating it up on the light ship, and you're bringing it down here. So here we go. That's 17, number 47, oxygen. Take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and looks like we got to work on neck energies here. Maybe somebody has a pinched nerve. Maybe they have headaches out there. That's kind of what I'm perceiving. So let's work with that energy. So here we go. Put your hands maybe on that location. So people like to do that sometimes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll come back from the light ship, everybody. Here we go. And you can actually feel the energy from the light ship leave you. Remember, you're in a special connection to the light ship right now. You're in source energy. I'll count to five, and when I hit probably two, you're going to feel the energy around you change. Right now, nothing is attached to you physically. You're completely out of time. Remember, when you live here, if I take you out of time, you're out of time in the time-based reality. Right now, you are completely 100% in source energy out of time. Time does not exist right now, but I have to put you back into time. So here we go. Look at the things around you. You can start to feel their energetic connections probably when I hit two or three. So here we go. Remember, what you're sampling is judgment. You're sampling the judgment around you as things have their particular resonance of frequency of what you think they are. And that's all, in a sense, judgments. Here we go. Coming back down. One, two, three, four, and five. And the energy is with you now on Earth here. And all the healings are between you and the Light Being doctors. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you there, Carrie?
Yes, I'm here. I'm fully back at my desk. Ron, that was really lovely. Thank you so much. I just feel so relaxed now. I never want to say anything when we come back down. Oh, so let's see. Everybody looks like they've been eating lots of different kinds of cake and having a really nice time. And happy birthday to you, Alice. And it looks like Marcy had a birthday a little earlier in the month, so hopefully you got some cake. Seems like blueberry was pretty popular. And Kathy's saying she had cannoli. So this is a great way to have all these naughty foods without gaining any weight. This is really good. I'm salivating like mad. I didn't taste anything, but I always salivate a lot when we do this. So let's see. I don't see any questions yet. So if you guys want to type in your questions into the fast chat, and we can have callers if anybody would like to call in with any requests or comments, or let us know what you saw up on the light ship. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can dial 627-6008, or come in on line 3 or 4 under the Station 1 button, 530-413-4510 or 4522. I'm also, we're a little bit curious about how everybody's doing after last night's timeline crashes, all that Montauk stuff that we did on the show. Probably a bunch of you listening tonight were listening last night. So if you want to call in and let us know how you're doing from that. Are those timelines done crashing? I know they were long ones, Ron, that you were doing last night.
Yeah, they were done and completed, yes.
Okay.
Then I also went through and we crashed the 20-year points, too.
Oh, okay,
that
great.
Was after the our program. I did that late last night, probably early in the morning, probably about 2 o'clock my time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, I work 24/7, so we crashed those.
Gosh, well, thank
so
you.
So you might feel a little different. I think a lot of people somehow are associated with those things. That's what I'm kind of finding. So if you have had maybe somebody in the military, a relative or something, sometimes they connect to the genetic energies and people get taken, you know, even though they may not even understand it. So there's a lot going on there that it's hard to even describe or explain. I know a lot of people in New York probably are... have been, I guess, what would the word be, specimens or something, you know, people that have been used that way. Remember, you're in different timelines, so even though it may look great here, there may be other timelines that this is happening to people all the time. So naturally, if you live around those areas, you're you know, a nice candidate. So I just don't know. It seems very odd to me. I do know that probably at least half of the people that I end up meeting or who have healings have had maybe personal problems that they talk about eventually with the weird behaviors and things. So, or, you know, involvement. That's about all the further I can probably go with that. But it is quite interesting what actually happened. So, anyway, and information does come out on different websites about the underground tunnels throughout the world here, going from place to place in the matter of no time. And, you know, that's just part of that stuff. So anyway, you could get a lot of information, especially from the people who have actually been awakened. Because they're older now, and that consciousness of what they, you know, have been involved with in an earlier life as children are now coming out, and they're talking about this stuff. So that's what happens. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, and I have no knowledge of being any part of any of that Montauk stuff, but I felt... I felt a lot on those as you got further into the time crashes and the space-time crashes that you were doing yesterday. And then I think Pauline on the, I think it was on the Q&A last night after the show, Pauline was saying that there is that big tunnel between New York and L.A. that Al Bielek traveled on. So I don't know what year he was doing that, but she thought maybe that was why, being in L.A., I was feeling some effects. So I guess you don't even have to be really directly involved in it all to feel the effects of the work that you were doing last night, Ron.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes,
Yeah, so, okay. So I'm going to go on to some questions that we have on the fast chat. Mark said, and I don't know whether this was when we were coming back down from the lightship, Mark, or when you wrote this in exactly, but he's asking, is there a white light tunnel? He said he saw a flash of something like that. Oh, yeah, okay, so when we were coming back, looks like.
Yeah, that is correct, yeah. Do you want to experience that again, everybody?
Sure.
Okay, what I'm going to do is take you up very slowly. So I'm going to count to 10. And in fact, what I'll do is count to 10. And in that process of counting to 10, the light ship will do their connection to you with that white light tunnel. You won't be going to the light ship, but you're going to actually feel the energy coming around you for that. So this will be very nice. And you can feel at some point everything around you disappearing. And we'll do it slowly so you can actually know what's happening, because I do it pretty quickly. But I just, now my finger would be done. That's how quick, everything is. But that's why I always count. I don't have to do that. Even on the website, the healings, I could do it all with just a blink of an eye, we'll say. But people would not relate to that, and they would not understand what happened, because a lot of the healings that you have, the emotional energy, your thoughts of an emotion is taken away instantly. So this is why we do it in the slow motion area, we'll say, so that you can actually kind of feel that. Now, if I took it away instantly, you'd probably say, gee, what happened, and you would not feel the energy from your past, but you would think, I don't know, I paid for something, I don't feel anything wrong with me, why did I pay for this? And that happened. So that's why we do it slowly, so you can actually have a way to sense the energy. So here we go. Everybody, just put out your feelers here and connect to your spirit, and you can actually feel your body's going to love this, because you're going to do it really slow. So here we go. We're going to bring in the light ship energy for taking you to the light ship. This is like the white light tunnel. So here we go, everybody. One and two and three and four and five and six and seven and eight and nine, and the last one is 10. So we'll see what people comment on the fast chat here, where they felt maybe the intensity get stronger possibly. Everybody has their own experience of this here, but that's doing it slow so you can actually feel the energetic connections being made to you as you're being taken out of time, and the word that we kind of use is being beamed up. But you haven't been beamed up yet. You just have the connection around you. So, Carrie, I'll turn it back over to you. We'll see if it pops up on the fast chat, and if somebody would like to call in to talk about it, that's fine too.
Okay. So are we sitting at the top of the white light tunnel right now, but not on the light ship?
Nope, you're here. And
we're back.
You're here in the tunnel.
Here in the tunnel, okay, because I do
tunnel,
feel different.
Yeah, it's like being like the light ship put a spotlight on you.
Oh, I see.
Oh, here.
Okay. I don't know how to describe how I feel, so I'm going to move on to questions. Okay, so Shannon has a question about the, I think this is the alien, she's asking how long should we run the parasitic clearing? So that's the alien attack page, I believe.
Well, a lot of people run it at night when they're sleeping. It all depends which one you're doing. The parasitic one, I would just probably run different types of critters just to see which ones make you feel better when they're released from you. There's quite a few there. The people that know that the aliens are kind of after them, or that they feel, some type of energy coming around them, then I'd run the alien attack section up there where the different aliens are. You can always put an unknown. Although some people actually know who they are because they've had interaction with them. But you could, have that up all night. So a lot of people have the screen up all night in their house. If you happen to have a monitor, you may want to just turn down the intensity on it. You can do that. But do leave the monitor turned on. So check your screensaver. Make sure that your monitor stays on. You have settings in your computer to leave it on. But you can turn down the brightness a bit if you wish. And, by all means, just leave it on to help you out. I have people who tell me that they love it because they just leave it on all night and they have peaceful sleep. And some people say that when they don't have it on, they can feel the aliens creeping in. So, and it's hard to say. Everybody's a little different. So, back to you, Carrie. But I would leave it on, all the time if you can. And just try different critters. If you're having a problem with your maybe digestive system or something, that could be the white snakes. Those are there, the black snakes too. Those are normally snake energies. The octopus energies will kind of compress your body. So if you maybe have a lung problem or a heart problem, that would be normally the octopus, and it could be the squid energies. Joints could be the caterpillars. If you have a skin problem, that might be the scarabs or the maggots. Maggots normally are in your head. If your skin is crawling, that could also be the little maggot energies. So just try and figure out what it is. Some people have to scratch a lot. They don't know why they're scratching. You think you may have some kind of energetic flea or something, and with that could be true too. But just try different ones. Remember, your body will tell you what's valid for you or not, and you just go through and try it. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Kathy is mentioning that she has a lot less pain on her left side of her body from last night's clearing, Ron. So I'm not sure if that's the timeline crashing, or it might be she had requested the clearing that you did for hexes from the evil eye, which I know quite a few of us felt on the show last night. So that's good to hear, Kathy, that you've had some relief from that. Pete is asking if you would speak about ways to be more aware of the light beings while we're on the light ship.
I can't bring forth that energy any more than what we're doing. So, anyway, let's go up. I see Judy here. She's probably sitting in this tunnel and wondering where the button is to get catapulted up. So let's... And probably some of you are getting a little anxious, too, being in the peace energy and kind of, used to going up all the time, but you're not going up. So let's go up to the light ship again, everybody. We'll have a day of it here. Remember, this only works live. So if you are listening to an archive, you're going to feel just the wonderful peace. In fact, all of you, you might want to just get on the archive, maybe tonight's archive in a couple of days or something, the past archives, on BBS on Saturday, and just see how it feels. You may have a lot of peace energy coming to you. Maybe you had a bad day and you don't know what to do, just pick one of those Saturday archives and just feel that wonderful peace energy coming in. So here we go, everybody. Now, we'll go up slow, okay? So here we go, on a count of 20. So you can actually probably maybe sense the tunnel as you go up it. So this is all something for you to be aware of. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So not necessarily halfway there, just a number. Okay, so 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Now we're on the light ship. So let's go into the orientation room, everybody. And you're going to be seeing all different types of light beings. And they normally bring forth the light beings that are here physically almost all the time, because naturally if you saw something with maybe 20 legs on it that would be manifested in a different universe of light, it could freak you out, especially if it looked kind of different. Maybe you might see something with a bunch of eyeballs on it or a bunch of hands. Remember, everything is probably possible in the creation of light. And, you know, the light ship does not want to upset you or freak you out because, you know, of seeing something that is not familiar to you. But if you want, we could go into one of the other rooms that would be related, and this is your choice, be related to a different universe of light. I'll just use that term, okay? So there'd be different light forms there. So what I'm going to do is go into a room, and this room will be the room where all these beings deal with water. So you're going to be seeing different types of water light beings, okay? So it could be fish, it could be particles of water, it could be different water ray frequencies, it could be a lot of different things. So we're going to go into this other location here, and just know that you're seeing light beings or feeling light beings, sensing them, that deal with a universe of light that is all of water. So everything is made up of water or water elements, or they live in the water. So here we go. We're in this room right now. And you won't see any octopus energies or anything like that, but you will see a lot of beautiful light beams. I'm seeing things in the water right now that glisten, light up. They look like little lights that are floating around, kind of like fireflies in a sense, okay? And here we go. I'm seeing those right now. And they're kind of like swimming. I'm seeing some very, very small turtles. I'm seeing coral that kind of glows, and it kind of like swims. All different colors, very beautiful. So let's request some healings here. So here we go. Request your physical healing that you'd like to have. And these beings will come around to assist you as much as they can. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to command the energy to start your healing. Do request one healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So here we go, and there's also other beings that kind of look human, maybe mermaids, mermans, you know, different things like this here. Just a lot of things that swim in the water that you're seeing, okay? And again, I request more healings here. We can bring in some other light beings that are there. And here they come. They're all very, very gentle. So 1... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, let's request another group of light beings to come to us. And here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll request one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, so that's the light beings that we don't normally see, but we're in a special location because we only normally bring forth the ones that we know about physically here. So the light beings need to have a physical blueprint of a body that they're going to be in after ascension. So we choose the light beings that will take on very similar manifestations like we have here on this planet. So they'll be compatible to you if you happen to see one. So now we're going to go into another room. We'll be leaving this one here. So we're thanking all of them for working with us and helping us out. And we'll go into the room where Mother Mary is. And you might actually be able to smell the essence of flowers or roses. Sometimes that happens. So here we go. Request healing again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may feel Mother Mary, the spirit of her putting her hand, she's in a body, on your heart chakra right now. So you might actually feel the warmth and that tenderness as she's doing some healing with you. So I'll increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll just sit here for a little bit here. Enjoy this year. We're having some fluids being put into us here. I'm actually drinking some wonderful golden energetic water. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You might feel your body kind of buzzing right now. And we'll go into another room. Also, we're still with Mother Mary. We're going to go into the room that's pink. And here's the pink energy room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So what you're experiencing now during this wonderful BBS program is what we do on the conference calls at times that we have 3 times a week, and also the once-a-month 4-hour call. And along with that, we do similar rooms on the 8-hour calls, which I'll be having starting tomorrow, the special calls that we have. So for the newcomers, this is kind of what it's like. And you can see how time flies. Right now, our program will be over in basically probably 10 minutes. So We've been on here for quite a while, and you notice that time has basically stopped. And this is the way it is on the 8-hour calls. So you don't have to worry about looking at a linear 8-hour time, like, oh boy, what am I going to do? Time goes by very quickly. So everybody, we're bringing one more time with Mother Mary's energy as she works with your heart center. Then we'll come back to Earth here. So here we go. Stronger, more heart energy coming your way. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, so we'll come back from the light ship. So we're going back into the orientation room, and we're giving our thanks to all the light beings that worked with us tonight. Remember, the healings are between you and the light being, doctors that work with you. All these light beings would be considered doctors. And we're getting ready to go down through that tunnel, so I'll just count from 1 to 10 slowly, and we'll be back here. So here we go. And also our animals and pets that were up previously also have had healings if you decided to bring them up. So here we go. 1, coming back down. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're back here now, everybody. You probably feel like you're here. You might feel the heaviness on Earth as compared to what it's like to be in 100% light. So hopefully you had a healing tonight and a wonderful experience. So I'll turn it back over to Carrie. So Carrie, are you here, or did you just choose to stay up there?
Oh, that was great. Thank you, Ron. Wow, 2 trips in 1 show. What a treat. Thank you. That was different, going up and coming back so slowly. I felt impatient, which I've never noticed that before. When you were taking us up really slowly, I was like, come on, come on, come on. And I was even feeling it coming back down, which is strange. So it looks like quite a few people were seeing some interesting things. Martha was saying a lot of trauma was released from running through and releasing from her, but Shane is saying that he's wondering what is the movement of water from light being silhouettes, and Pauline is saying they're like rippling waves, and Mark said a lot of silvery glistening water. Amy was seeing many mermaids and clear white see-through dolphins that she's never seen before. That sounds interesting. And Martha's saying the water is very sparkly, like glitter. And Shane says it looks like he was seeing round silver ball beings that were neat, and he says that they were conscious of us. So, let's have a look at the time, 50. So we do have a few more minutes. I have a friend, Ron, who is listening, and she's having a lot of problems with very high blood pressure that looks like it's causing migraines. So I'm wondering if you could do a sample healing for her migraine and high blood pressure.
So let's first take away entities. Remember, pain and things like that almost always can be caused by entities. So let's work with that first here, because they will be attracted to us by the condition of what we're going through. Like a broken arm would attract entities with past broken arms, and that pain that they would have with a broken arm would be transmitted and connected to you. So your pain may be like a number 10, but you may have 100 entities with a broken arm, and all of a sudden, your pain is just out of this world. So here we go. Let's see if this helps. take away entities. If anybody has a problem, too, with their body, with pain, we're going to deal with entities. Now, if you don't have pain, maybe we can just clear some entities from you that are hanging on to you, making you do stupid things. Remember, they want to live their life through you. So think of something that you'd like to release in your life. Maybe it's an addiction, something like that, negative thinking or whatever, which could be entities mind-looping you. So here we go. It's up to you to request the healing. One, getting rid of entities. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. More entities being released. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we got rid of some entities there. Now let's work with pain and maybe what could be causing the blood pressure. So here we go. We'll see what we can do here. Counting to ten again. One, two, releasing pain. Three, four, and maybe restrictions. Five, inside your body. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. It could be one of those alien life forms constricting one of your blood vessels or veins or something. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll do one more clearing here because time is getting short. We'll see if we can get rid of some alien critters that might be causing high blood pressure. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Hopefully that's helped you. Been a very nice show tonight. Remember, you may want to listen to it on an archive, so definitely write it down. And you can actually feel the show with a lot of peace energy and just kind of see how it feels. And it'd be nice to get some emails from you. And the email you would send it to on how you're feeling about this program tonight, it would be creationlightship@yahoo.com. creationlightship@yahoo.com. You might just put in the subject line there, maybe a Saturday BBS program or show or something. That'd be nice to get some of your comments, because I don't get that many comments from people. I do all these programs, and when I get off the air here, it ends, and it is kind of nice to have some feedback and just to know what's happened to you and how you feel better. So, everybody, our 8-hour program starting off tomorrow will be with the alien critters, getting them out of our bodies, these energetic life forms. We'll be doing the oscillation room here, which would be quite something. So, blessings to all of you. And you have anything to add, Carrie?
No, I don't think so. If you're not signed up for the 8-hour intensives, hop on and send Ron an email, or you can pay through PayPal on Ron's website, and as well as the 3 8-hour days, you'll be up on the light ship for a month. So there's a heck of a lot more going on than just those hours. Yep, that's it, I think. Thanks, Ron. Thanks so much for the extra trip to the lightship. That was a real treat for us all.
Okay, and you get the free water clearings, get water activations with that 8-hour call, and also you have the availability to do the parallel lives that you've had going back.
Oh, yes.
Going back, that's free included with the call.
Timeline crashing for our past lives. Yeah, that was one that Ron's been doing some samples of the last few weeks on the show, and we've all been feeling that quite strongly. So that's a free bonus that Ron has been throwing in the last couple of months, or the last month and this month on the 8-hour intensive. So yeah. Okay.
Hey everybody, blessings. See you later, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.